Today we are up to Os Chaf, this entry in the Rebbe's diary that is related to the last one. The last one he talked about aging, and here again he talks about a person and age. And in this piece, which is also really, really intense related to the last one, he comes back to an earlier theme and helps give us some guidance as to how to think about the trajectory of our lives. Last time, he talked about turning 40. This time, he's talking about a later stage, 60s and 70s, and what that means. The Rebbe begins, you see it on the page here on the screen, Kimat shegomarti belibi, I nearly resolved in my heart, lefnei shvuayim, 2 weeks ago, shelo lehispalel od al arichas yamim, not to ask Hashem anymore for long life. I don't want to live to a long life. Wow. What? He doesn't want arichas yamim? Why? Ki haim ein arichas yamim kazu shel osu zakein onesh va'oni? Looking at old age and people who he knows who are elderly, isn't that just a punishment or an impoverishment? What is he talking about? Now, it's interesting. If you remember, we talked way back at the beginning, early in the entries, where the Rebbe had a conversation with an older person who was troubled deeply by their interest in going off to Avodah Zarah, if you remember that. I'm wondering a little bit, as I'm reading this entry, who the Rebbe was interacting with that gave him this impression. Because many people, when they get older, their mosif zikna, their mosif wisdom. Zakein, the word zakein, Chazal say that's a reference to ze shekana chachma. Ze kana, zakein. Ze shekana chachma. There's life experience. But the Rebbe says there is a danger when a person gets older. What's that? Next paragraph. Kol yamav chasid haya. All the person's days, they were pious, they were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'zor ba'atzmuk yesach haver v'chassidim b'nei gilo, and they were scrupulous like all of their peers. However, u'chshebo l'shnas hashishim, but when the person got to their 60s, achozo yitzro begrono, v'tilo el beis hakisei mamash el beis hakisei. Interesting. The Rebbe says he knows many people. He knows of this phenomenon that people, when they got to their 60s, the Yetzer Hara grabbed them by the throat and threw them into the toilet. Wow. I wonder if part of that is because when people enter their 60s, they have more time. And what they end up prioritizing may not be in consonance with their spiritual inside. But more than that, the Rebbe is alluding to the fact that when a person gets their 60s or 70s, they don't necessarily have the same physical or mental or emotional strength that they had when they were in their 20s and 30s. And something happens. And the Rebbe describes now how this person ended up, you know, deep in the hole of what he calls chatosav, mipshav, hamunuvalim, really not good stuff, not where a person wants to be, rachmana litzlan. And so the Rebbe says, is that an old age that I'm looking forward to falling off of my spiritual wagon? I'm not interested in that. And so when I think about that, says the Rebbe, see this next tiny little paragraph, eima ayuma, tremendous fear, Tiradeni usachal chaleni. I'm shaking. Ribona shalolam. Gam lichyos gam lizdakin sakonahi. It's a sakana. It's dangerous to get old. Even just to live. We have to be mindful. It's like a minefield. So how do we think about this? What's happening when the person gets older and starts to fall off the wagon? So the Rebbe is going to remind us of an earlier teaching. And this earlier teaching can put us on that correct trajectory. There are two ways, perhaps, to think about our personal growth. And the Rebbe spoke to us about this earlier. One is that we can navigate life by constantly beating back and resisting those desires, those forces that pull us, or we can refine our inner selves so that those desires don't have the same level of grip on us. They don't have the same level of sway, that we have refined ourselves to the point where we're different in relation to all of those challenges. Two different ways of dealing with it. You can have someone who spends their youth succeeding in overcoming all kinds of temptations. Or you can have somebody who trains themselves to think about those temptations and reframe them. Right? The Rambam talks about this in the Pirush HaMishnayos, that there are certain things that we should say, you know, I wish I could eat that sandwich, but I won't. And then there are certain things which we don't want to even have any desire for those things. So there are different kinds of motivations. There are different relationships and attitudes that we have to things. So the Rebbe is going to ask us, how do we cultivate those attitudes when we're young? You know why? Because when we're older, that's the time where the difference is going to be manifest. When we're younger, whether we take the first approach of not listening to the Yetzer Hara, or we take the approach of growing beyond the Yetzer Hara, we're not going to do that thing that the Yetzer Hara is trying to convince us to do. But in the first approach, we haven't really engaged the Yetzer Hara. We haven't really had enough time, or we haven't made the space to think about how we want to relate to it. We've just said, we're not going to do that, we're not going to do that, which is great, that's important. But what happens later when we don't have the same strength, the same fortitude, when we become fatigued through life, through aging? Then when that Yetzer Hara is still there, all of a sudden we don't have the same capacity. You know, maybe when we were younger, we had this tendency to gossip, and we would just keep off the telephone so we wouldn't gossip. But then when we get older and we don't have the fortitude to hold back, then we let loose and we're commenting on her this and his that and all that judgmental stuff. But what if when we were younger, instead of resisting the temptation to gossip, we thought about ourselves as whether or not we want to be the type of people who engage in that at all? Is that the kind of people we are? Is that the kind of people we want to be? And how do we orient ourselves not to think like that? How do we think about asking ourselves why? Why am I interested in gossiping? Maybe it's because I have insecurity. Maybe it's because I'm jealous, because I don't have enough self-worth. And so instead of pushing away the tendency to gossip, I go deep and think about and talk about with myself, with others, and ultimately with the Ribbono Shel Olam, how do I build self-esteem when I'm younger? So then when I get older, I'm not succumbing to the struggle because I've moved beyond that. It's not going to be perfect, but I've grown through that. And that's what the Rebbe in this next paragraph is calling on us to remember, to be drawn to. He says, "Kvar herachnu mizeh b'makom achar." We've already talked about this at length elsewhere. U'mashe'ef shalom rakan b'kitzer. I'll tell you briefly. Hu shekol ish, every person, matzav kedushaso, the state of their sanctity, v'taras midosav, in the purity of their midos, beruach ha'gvura asher lo, in the spirit of the strength that they have, toli b'mida achas shel yitzhar hara, depends on that one mid of the yitzhar hara, yecholo li'matzi ben shnei b'nei adam, can be found in two people, that when they get older, Zekov show this one succeeds in conquering, v'zeh v'asheni nechbash v'nofal chas v'shal, the other one falls. Zesh yochel es amitz bruch gvura v'leimar, this person who could succeed and say, Odon ani la'atzmi, I am a someone, I control my destiny. Kov show, they vanquish their Yitzhahara. V'asheni, the next person, novel v'nefesh kvusha, the person who is withering and weak and passive, they're drawn into all of those traps. Ezu gibor hakovishus yitzro. Who is that person who vanquishes? Ra'gibor b'koach gvura kovishes Yitzro. With strength, it's going to take energy to conquer a Yitzro Hara. V'lechein, therefore, kashem izdakin adam, when a person gets older, v'ruach v'raso, and when their spirit, when we physically start to weaken, nechlash, then kashalo yoser li'izgab al Yitzro, it's more difficult. And all of a sudden, we find we're waiting to make sure that, oh, at least our Yetzer Hara will weaken. But what if a person's Yetzer Hara doesn't weaken? And when they're 65, their orientation to gossip is as strong as it was when they were 35, then what happens? Velotikin es Yitzro, if they didn't mend their inner self, they didn't address their Yitzhar, Babacharuso in their youth, Mesukanu Bezignuso, Lipol Yosem Hashabach Shacharuso, now they're going to be in more danger. And this is going to be the challenge. This is, he says, not just Lobe Yisrum Levadam, not just B'taivas, but also, in general, our growth, ladaber shalol ladab lasos lach ladaber aflach shorav v'kudas v'geras ha'adon atzmusa gozu yispal v'zol lo zulaso. The Rebbe says it's not just in terms of the Yetzer Hara for taivas and doing things that we shouldn't or saying things that we shouldn't. It's the whole ability to own our destiny. If when we're younger, we don't pick ourselves up and say, I am in charge. My inner voice is going to make the decisions for me. If we just go through life and feel like I'm the victim of my circumstance, I'm passive, I'm reactive, then what happens when we don't have the ability to stand up to those trends, to those energies and those voices? The Rebbe says it's time now when we're younger to set that path, to stand up, to hold ourselves high, to pick ourselves up and say, I am the balabas of my life. I am in charge. And therefore, I'm going to set my agenda. I'm going to deal with all of those issues as they come. I'm not going to say, oh, you know, it'll get better when I'm older. I won't have that Yetzer Hara when I'm older. That's just kicking the can down the road. The Rebbe says then when a person is older and they don't have the same physical or emotional fortitude, that Yetzer Hara might still be there. So we need to, number one, address the Yetzer Hara when we're younger. But number two, the Rebbe is saying, more than just addressing the Yetzer Hara, move from the orientation of passive to active, to owning our destiny, to being our own balabas. Isn't that so much of what Yiddishkeit is about? And what the Rebbe is encouraging us from this perspective of avoda, which is to say, to realize, to say to ourselves, we can. We have the ability to own ourselves. Maybe that's a big theme in Pesach, that we're free from the Yetzer Hara, from saying someone else is in control, rather to take control of our own lives and to say, this is what's important to me. This is how I'm going to pursue this. If that's how we go about life, says the Rebbe, v'im kachach b'bacharuso v'shacharuso yisragel, and if that's how we habituate ourselves to take ownership of our lives, to say, what are the issues and how am I going to deal with them, rather than kicking them down the road, rather than saying, you know, I'm just the victim of my circumstance, I can't control it, or to say, I'm going to fight my Yetzer Hara, but I'm not going to deal with the root issues, then legibor be'etzem yeyaseh. Then we're going to be really true giborim, ezu gibor hakovish es Yitzro. We're going to be the kinds of people that we want to become. Pesach reminds us that we have this capacity to free ourselves from the limits of the Meitzarim and say, I can control my life. I am going to shape my narrative. Avdus, to be an Eved, means to be on the periphery. Rav Soloveitchik explains in a beautiful passage, an essay called Redemption Prayer in Talmud Torah. At the periphery, at the mercy of others, passive, reactive. That's the role of an Eved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and he told us, you're going to lean on Seder night, you're going to drink four cups, you're going to be a Ben Chorin, which means you're at the center. You control your own destiny. So you can shape your life. You can rid your life of Yetzer Hara. And for 1 week, you're going to have zero chametz. And then when we re-enter to that normal world, the world of chametz, We're going to be able to control it. We're going to work with it. We're not going to let it control us. We're going to be in the driver's seat, so we're going to get to the root of it. So therefore, the Rebbe says, what's going to happen? Gufo yizdaking, when we're going to get older, our body might fall apart. Af kocho yecholesh, we're going to get weaker. And yet, atzmuso, our essence, who we have become over our lifetime, beruach gvur yishoyer, we're going to be strong. Because we have built a lifetime of pnimius, of inner avod, of inner connection to Hashem. We've been proactive. We've owned our destiny. We've made time to nurture ourselves. Doesn't mean we're not going to have struggles as we go along. Of course, the Rebbe has talked so much about the struggles that we have. But the Rebbe is telling us, let's get back to be focused on owning our destiny, on making sure that we're rooting out the Yetzirah, not just keeping it at bay. Because one time we won't maybe have the strength to hold it, to hold up that ocean which keeps coming wave after wave. Maybe what we need to do to deal with that ocean is not to build another bulwark, but to figure out how to build the kind of ship that can navigate the waves, cut through them, move past them to the next wave and the next wave, to build a ship that has the right shape, that's matim, that's fitting for our skills. And then va'ad zikna va'ad seba l'giba menatzeach b'melchemes Hashem yisater. Then the Rebbe says, then the person can be an elder that's a victor, literally. Menatzeach, this melchama, this challenge of the waves that keep coming, yisater, we will be crowned. In that way, the Rebbe says, we have something to look forward to when we're older. That as we age, if we are continuously mindful of ourselves, having that self-awareness of what our Yetzer Haras are, and how we take ownership of our life, then no matter how old we are, we're going to be true to that inner self, and we'll be proud, we'll be crowned by this glory, this Atara, this crown of accomplishment. And then, when we're in those Shnas HaShivim and Shmonim, when we get up each day, we will be living a life that's true to that inner self, to that inner gvura that we've nurtured over time. What a great opportunity it is just to take a few moments every week and remind ourselves that we have that potential in us. We have that ability to own our destiny, to shape that trajectory of our lives. And halavai, we'll get to those years of shivim and shmonim, of gvuros, of a good life with nachas and good health and brios, and that we should, yes, daven for arichas yamin. But what kind of arichas yamin? A life to be old when it's true to ourselves, to our inner selves. And so we got to start investing in that. Just like, you know, when we're younger, we have to put away money for retirement. We need to do every month or every year, we need to constantly making our contributions so that we'll have it to show for ourselves. The Rebbe is saying we're making spiritual contributions right now. As we grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to pay dividends when we retire. When we get to those years of 60s and 70s, we will have a wealth of spiritual merit and strength that we can draw on. We will become that person. We're going to turn around and say, my gosh, I've accomplished a lot. I've accomplished a lot in my, like, the bank of things that I've done that stick for me, but more importantly, in the kind of connection to Hashem that I have, in the kind of person that I have, and how I deal with my Yetzer Haras. All of those things I'm investing in now, the Rebbe says. And it's never too late, right? The financial planners will tell you, even if you're 60, it's never too late to start putting away a little bit of money, to start thinking about the future. So on the one hand, we have the focus on the here and now, but on the other hand, the Rebbe is saying, you know what, when I pray for Arichas Yamim, it's the kind of Arichas Yamim that I'm going to start building right now. I'm going to think about the future, but build it now by being the kind of person that I want to be. Not just fighting off the Yetzer Hara, but nurturing that inner greatness, that self that we have.